It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, certainly is. Hello. Hope you've had a great week thus far. JT here and Grant Lee is here as well, sitting opposite me. He looks super refreshed today. Now, that wouldn't have anything to do with Mr. Lee with the fact that, like, the kids are going back to school, would it?
Oh, no, not at all. Yes. No, not at all. It's actually, I have to say, this is when I do my catch-up week. So for 6 weeks, for the whole school holidays, I don't get to do much other than serve on the floor. So this week I've spent a bit of time in the office, so it's been nice.
Good to see. I mean, you haven't had a holiday yet, which, I mean, we're a month and 2 days, about 5 days in or something like that, and you still haven't had a holiday, which is, it's scaring me.
It is. It's scaring me too because I need to take a holiday. I might have to schedule one in, just take a week off.
I mean, even I've had a couple of holidays so far this year, Mr. Lee. I've had two.
You've had more holidays than me.
Two in the space of a month, and I feel like, so I haven't been to the other side of the world like you have, right? No. So,
and unfortunately, I will plan something, but it won't be this year.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see whether you stick to your resolution. I highly doubt that. But anyway, stranger things have happened, right?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
All right. We're going to be talking movies. We've got some newbies out at the Forum 6, 90 and 5 this week, including a big Jason Statham movie. We'll take a look at that soon. We're going to see whether or not Marty Supreme can reign supreme at the box office. Oh, my lordy. That was very good. Did you like that, Mr. Lee? Reign Supreme?
I did. Yes. Good. I thought that was very good.
Yeah. Okay. It comes naturally.
You've been practicing that all day.
I have. So we'll see whether or not that can gets another week at the box office. Will there be a new mover? We'll find that out. And Grant Lee hits the red carpet with his real news. Can you give us a little sizzle before we get into our first segment?
Look, I have actually got something about Steven Spielberg, which I'm very excited for.
Oh. I love that. Okay.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
The first movie is a comedy drama and it stars Will Arnett, Laura Dern and Bradley Cooper. It's actually co-written by Bradley Cooper and also directed by him as well. And it's called Is This Thing On? And it's all about a guy who, unfortunately, his marriage collapsed. So what he does is he goes into a New York comedy shop and starts telling comedy. And standing up in front of people, do you think he could do that? Do you think he could stand up and start doing a comedian without any prior, training or anything like that? I couldn't.
No, I'm not funny.
No, I'm not either.
Oh, I don't beg to differ.
That would worry me. Standing up in there waiting for someone to laugh, like you and I laugh at each other anyway. That's just natural.
Right, exactly. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you imagine having people in front of and they're not laughing and you're just standing there.
Oh, it'd be awful. Just awful.
Oh,
right?
It'd be awful.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will play the trailer. Before we do, do you want to have a crack at asking the question?
Oh, play the trailer. Oh, is this my call?
Oh, there you go.
$15 cover.
To get a drink?
Hey.
Yeah.
How come she didn't have to pay $15?
She signed up for the open mic.
You look at me. I kind of look like the guy who tells you the Ferris wheel doesn't work at the amusement park.
I got a date better, man. My ex wouldn't let me touch his Magic the Gathering cards.
I'm going to shake it up tonight. So let's put your hands together for Alex Novak.
I think I'm getting a divorce. What tipped me off was that I'm living in an apartment on my own. And my wife and kids don't live there. That was probably the biggest clue.
What is the problem?
I don't know, it's complicated.
You don't have to tell me that.
I guess we just slowly grew away from each other.
You two have always been very different.
And you and Dad are twins?
Your father is an immigrant to this country.
I know that.
And I've always been a woman who wants the taste of the exotic.
Jesus, what? Mom.
Why are you doing stand-up? Yeah.
Getting a divorce.
You cheated. Yeah.
No.
You didn't cheat and you get a divorce? Oh, that's some white guy shit.
I've been doing stand-up. Is it like a hobby? Well, I'm like about to quit my job and go on tour. It's just that's something I look forward to. Hey, listen, do you mind if I drop them off here for a couple hours?
Don't ambush me like this in front of the boys. You suck.
You suck.
Give it up for me. I'm doing great. I'm paying rent on a shitty apartment and mortgage for a house that I don't even live in anymore.
So I'm the only one who doesn't know about this?
I have goals this year I want to achieve. Do you have goals, Dad?
Oh, of course I do.
You knew I was struggling.
You left me alone.
I left you alone? You checked out?
I was unhappy in our marriage. I wasn't unhappy with our marriage. Man, I wish I had a punchline.
What I like about you is you're so innocent. You're not naive, you're innocent.
You are good. I mean, you're bad at stand-up, but you're good. You have a good heart.
I think next week on the show, Miss Lee, we should be doing some stand-up. What do you reckon?
Let's see
who can come up with the best stand-up in 60 seconds, I reckon.
Okay. Right.
You on?
Okay. Let's do it. Look, this is based on a true story about a comedian called John Bishop from Liverpool in the UK. And Will Arnett met Bishop on a boat in Amsterdam. And after hearing his story, he thought he would do his movie, make a movie of his life because it was that interesting. So good on them for doing it. Now, the next one is Shelter. And this, I have to say, Jason Statham, Bill Nye, Naomi Aki. It's all about a guy who is basically living his life remotely, no one around. He's living by the sea. I'd say he'd be fishing, enjoying a little bit of, you know, until he finds a young girl drowning in a storm and he goes off and saves her life, and unwittingly a chain reaction soon happens and violence and all that because of this little girl. Sounds very scary, doesn't it?
Mm, it does. You saw that very well. That, I mean,
I did. Oh.
Yeah. I couldn't do a better job.
Oh, thank you. Because I have to say, his movies are great, aren't they? They're
Well, you do
action.
Like Jason
People,
Statham, yeah. I mean,
I do.
I like him.
Beekeeper? That was good.
Yeah, I like him, but I'm still drawn to like the Liam Neesons and
yeah,
you know, the Bruce Willis's and Tom Cruise. Yeah. You know.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Did you know that Jason was actually an Olympian diver?
I could imagine that. The guy actually
for the UK, he was a diver in the Olympics for them many, many years ago.
That was an interesting piece of trivia.
Thank you. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Does the name Michael Mason ring any bells?
Mason isn't just an assassin. He's a precision instrument. He was one of the first of elite operatives.
Then what happened?
Bring you supplies week after week, yet you never leave here. Why is that?
Most people just say thank you.
Don't ever come up here again.
We have a retinal match.
Send them.
What's happening?
Don't make a sound. Don't come out until I come for you.
Weapons free. Kill target on sight.
Alpha team, come in.
They're all gone.
Who is that? Who are these guys?
I'm up the reservation. With baggage. You need to throw everything you've got at him.
I don't
they're going to arrest you.
It's not the police I'm worried about. The people that are doing this broke the only rule that matters to them.
His profile's been altered.
Our target is not who we thought. I want him taken in alive.
I need a way out for her.
She's just a kid who was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Come on. Look at you. No country, no badge. You're gone.
Not gone. Unshackled.
Pretty epic, Mr. Lee. I think you will like that. I think it sounds great.
I think so. It does. And you know, the funny thing is, it's actually filmed in Ireland. And even the Scottish parts that they film are all in Ireland because they got a really good tax break.
That makes sense. It does.
It certainly does.
You'll be none the wiser, right?
No. Correct. And, you know, that's what movies are about, you know. They can move anywhere around the world and you have no idea where they are. So, and they make it all into one. It feels like, you know, you've just gone from here to there in 5 minutes and really it's taking them 24 hours to get there or something.
Nah, all looks the same to me. So that is Shelter and that is out today. One show I think you will like, Mr. Lee.
Tonight!
A little contest. The queen who will start the worst hand
shall be the one to lead the band. Welcome to the show, to the history mix. Switching up the flow as we add the prefix. Everybody knows that we used to be six.
Tonight,
yes, Six the Musical. What can you tell us about this, Mr. Lee? Because it's live, but it's not live.
Yeah, it's actually captured live. It's called Six the Musical Live, but it's also it was filmed at London's Vaudeville Theatre in front of a sold-out audience, and it's the original West End cast, which is Jarnia, Richard Knoll, Millie O'Connor, Natalie Paris, Alexa McIntosh and Amy Atkinson, and they actually were the band as well. They formed singers, a band, and they toured with this as well. But it is all about Henry VIII's six wives.
There you go.
It's amazing what they can make anything, can't they, into a musical.
It's catchy. The song's definitely catchy. Yeah, you will catchy. Enjoy it.
I'm like, yeah, I probably will go see it. So there
yes, you will. you just want to go up and bust a few of those 1960 high school moves, don't you? I reckon the washing machine was your go-to.
And the lawnmower.
Got to get that move out. Yeah.
And the sprinkler.
I love the sprinkler. That's my favourite sprinkler. I like the dolphin. Dolphin's good. Oh. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. I'm not doing it. Do not look at me like that.
I don't know what the dolphin is.
Go and Google it, okay? I'm not doing it. You're like, just do it. Okay. I'm not dancing in front of you, Mr. Lee. That would just be weird.
Nothing
to do it. Okay. What else is screening this week?
So we've got Border 2, 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, Anaconda, Avatar, Fire and Ash, The Coral, David, Grand Prix Europe, Hamnet, The Housemaid, Iron Lung, which was absolutely huge last weekend, so that's why it's still playing this week, Marty Supreme, Mercy, Nuremberg, Song Sung Blue, The Pout Pout Fish, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for Square Pants, and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Yes, okay. Who's going first this week? Oh. It's you, Mr. Lee.
Because Well, because you did this week, so you're sending me off to, is that German music?
Yeah. You get your Bierstein.
Oh.
Yes.
I'd love to go for Oktoberfest.
Oh, cool. Wouldn't that be great? Yes.
Oh, it would be.
We'd get pissed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
We could take Talking Flicks to Germany.
That's it. It's done. Can you please speak to Andrew about that?
I will.
Okay,
good. We'll take it on the road. One day we will take it on the road and I'll just put the petty cash in. Yeah. let's do the top five for Germany. Number five is Mercy. Number four is Send Help. Number three is Utopia 2. Number two is The Three Investigators, Isle of Death. And number one for Germany. Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Yeah, it's number one there, but will it be number one for Oz? Should we get rid of the German music or we should keep it going?
You reckon it should
go? No, did you?
Oh, no, keep it.
Okay.
It's good.
The top five for Oz. Number five is Avatar, Fire and Ash. That was number one for a long time there. Number four is The Housemaid. Number three is Send Help. Great to see that there. That will be our Flickster review film tomorrow, starring Rachel McAdams, Dylan O'Brien. Number two is Marty Supreme, which was our number one last week, which means, Mr. Lee, you know what that means, don't you?
It does.
We have a new number one, and it is Iron Lung.
Can I just say, firstly, this is only 3 days that it played for over Australia, and no one knew much about it, and his website, his YouTube thing, whatever it is, really got people in to see it. So a lot of cinemas are playing again this weekend because it's so good.
That is great. No, really good. So Iron Lung, that is number one, and that is our top fives for this week.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, Real News.
Yes. And he's not doing a Chapel Roan on the red carpet, this guy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Let's start off. Look, this is the one thing that they're all talking about at the moment is the Melania movie.
Oh, yes.
And did you hear President Trump saying it's selling out everywhere? Oh, it's selling out everywhere. at one cinema in New South Wales, there was one ticket sold. That was it for the screening. But it has only taken $38,000 in 43 cinemas that played it, which is not good. And it cost $76 million to make.
No, that is not good at all. Surely Trump has like the money to and the willpower to get this higher up the chain, right? He can just fudge the figures if he wanted to.
Correct.
So, you know, that's, yeah. Well, there you go. What a shame. I had actually heard it was quite good. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. What am I missing, Mr. Lee?
I don't know, but I'm not going to say anything because I may want to visit US one day.
So I know, yeah, we've got to be so careful here. We've got to be so careful. They will not let us in. And you know what? Somebody actually said to me last week, they're like, I was weak for not picking on Donald Trump. And I'm like, you can't
really
do that.
No.
Canceled.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
He probably listens to this podcast regularly and he's like, yes, these two idiots, right? Yeah. And then he's
well,
like,
look what he did to Jimmy Kimmel. No.
Oh, dear. No, we're too smart for that. Okay, well, let's forget about Melania. Let's talk about Melania. Let's talk about Scream 7. I cannot wait. This is like less than a month away now.
Yeah, look, this is so exciting because I know you're a Scream fan. A new trailer has officially dropped and it will be probably the last trailer before it opens on February 26th here in Australia. So looking forward to that. Not probably me, but
well,
I know JT is.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. I'm already booked in for that weekend. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually pleased because Neve Campbell is going to be in it. So Sydney is there. So
and she's got a daughter in this one.
Yeah.
It's great.
Because how old would she be now in this one? Because she was fairly young when it first came out. So she must be, yeah.
Yeah.
Would she have a...
I don't know.
Wouldn't be
you always ask the hard questions. Like,
yeah,
you ask these questions in rehearsals to give me time to go and Google, but no, you always ask them when we're doing the final take.
The wrong time. Yeah. Because I like to put you on the spot.
Oh, my God. Well, do you want to know how old she is now? She's 52.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So she could have a daughter.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that one is out. Yeah, as I said, on February 26th. Now, I had a little bit of a teaser at the beginning about Steven Spielberg. Well, he has achieved something that not many people have done, and he has now got an EGOT, which EGOT is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony. So he actually got an Emmy Award for Band of Brothers, which is really good. The Grammy he's just won just recently in the last week for his producing of the documentary Music by John Williams. His Oscar, he got 3 Oscars for Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, some of them. And the Tony Award was for producing a Broadway musical, The Strange Loop. So this is something not many people are able to achieve in their lifetime, is to get an EGOT.
That's crazy. It is Steven Spielberg, though. And oh, he's a legend.
Absolutely.
What was I watching the other day? Oh, Jaws.
Oh,
yeah, Jaws is on Italian. Yeah, great movie. Yeah. Fantastic movie.
Absolutely.
Just, yeah.
I believe it's 50 years.
You know what? He may have won an EGOT, Mr. Lee, but he is the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
You
right?
really? He's the GOAT.
I know.
You're right. Yeah. You're out there. Cool.
Mm.
You've been practicing that one all 24 hours. Yeah. So that's my real news on the red carpet this week.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Okay, we're off to Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. We've got a few things happening in our 3 sites. We're playing some of the Oscar-nominated Best Picture movies. They're coming back. Sinners, as I was saying last week, it got 16 nominations, which is the highest ever. That's on February 15. February 22, we're playing One Battle After Another, which came in second for the number of Oscar noms, which I think was 13 from memory. And then on March 1, we're playing F1, the movie again, because that is an incredible movie on the big screen. So those 3, we're also got a few of the others playing now, like Nuremberg and all them too. So yeah,
one movie I was going to ask you about was Frankenstein. That's are you going to do Frankenstein on the
no, because I think that just went straight to streaming in Australia,
but it's up for a Grammy, It's Oscar talk, Mr. Lee. Come on, right.
There is. There were a few, but because of the way they do the Oscars, you only have to get 1 paid admission and you can enter it into the Oscars. Mm. And unfortunately that, and there's a Train Dreams, Dream Train or something or other it's called, they're all on streaming services. So they didn't actually go to cinemas in Australia, which is sad.
That is very sad.
Because they should have. Mm. They should have.
Yep.
March 1, we've also got the National Theatre Live Hamlet playing. Then in Tamworth, we've got on Wednesday our seniors movie and lunch, which is This Thing On. I did the thing then. Did you like it?
That was great. You know what? You forget the podcast. You could do your cameo in front of everyone at the seniors movie and lunch, right? Like you can just be down the front behind this. And then you can just start doing some stand up, and I reckon I reckon everyone would clap even if it was bad. I mean, you can always crack a joke and everyone would just be like, you know, whole.
Yeah, that will be what it is. I bet. February 13, 14, we're playing Stray Kids, The Dominant Experience. February 25, we've got Epic Elvis Presley in Concert. Tickets are on sale now for that. And we've also got a ladies' night happening on February 26 for Solo Molo. And in Orange on February 13, 14, they've got the 30th anniversary of Scream. So that's from 1996 for those playing at home. Yeah. So 30 years of Scream.
Wow, that's gone so fast. Hasn't it? Yeah. And it's great to have the brand new Scream out Feb 26. Looking forward to that.
Correct.
But opening next week, Crime 101. This is Chris Hemsworth, which is great to see. Also Halle Berry and Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, which I think will be good. And also Barry Keoghan, who's out of Bear, which is another good actor. So looking forward to watching that one next week.
I do look forward to it. And we'll have more on that when we catch up next week.
Oh, that's chirpy. I like that. It's chippy. Yeah. That's chirpy.
You can have a chippy if you want, Mr. Lee. We're done.
Oh, thank you.
We're getting
done
out of here.
For another. Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, yes. When we have Flickster on to talk about Send Help, which I went to see in Canberra at the wonderful Limelight Cinemas in Canberra last weekend. Yeah.
Ooh, you'll have to tell me all about Limelight, what they're like.
Wonderful. Great little cinema there at Tuggeranong in Canberra. And, yeah, they've got the Popcorn Lab, which I thought was very clever, yeah.
Okay, what different types of popcorn?
No, it's just called a Popcorn Lab. That's what they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. But you get to get your little drink cup and you can choose which drink you want. It's self-serve and all that kind of stuff. It was really good, yeah.
That's good. Really that's good. Awesome. That's a great idea doing it that way. That's good. And the center of the sound?
Great.
Was all good?
Yep, yeah, great. Oh. Very easy to deal with. Yes. So, no, that's really good. Yeah.
Good.
It's good fun.
Good on you. Yeah. I'm excited. I hopefully one day be able to go and check Limelight out too.
Yeah, so hello to Limelight there in Canberra. And also hello to everyone at the Forum 6 in Tamworth, the Forum 6 in Wagga, and the Odeon 5 in Orange. Let's not leave you guys out because you're awesome too.
We are. And we are the best.
The music's running out. We need to go. We'll be back tomorrow again with our Flickster. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.